Church, help me welcome God's servant, Elder Justice Granting. You can do it better unto the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I wanted to sing our hymn 103, the first stanza. This evening, we want to pray for our church, that the church will have a phenomenon we call open heavens. In the morning, we're told that, I don't know, maybe because the group started from KNUST, you like a lot of maths and science. So, during those days, under ordinary level mathematics, there was a topic called sets and implications. And one of the rules is that if there are two statements, let's say statement A and statement B. If A implies B, then it always follows that negative B will imply negative A. For example, if there's a statement A like, I'll attend camp meeting 2019. Aposa camp meeting 2019, that is statement A. Then statement B goes like, I will find Pastor Emma Akwe. Then if A implies B, you can say that if I attend camp meeting 2019, it is automatic that I will find Pastor Emma Akwe. Therefore, A implies B. So, once A implies B, then negative B will imply negative A. So, if I did not find Pastor Emma Akwe, then it follows that I did not attend camp 2019. So, what we are trying to say is that sometimes it is good to look at the negative side of certain statements, and then it will help you to understand the real issue. We are looking at the topic, open heavens. But to help us understand it the more, I want us to go to a closed heaven. So when you understand or when you see what a closed heaven is, then on the negative side, you can turn it in the opposite way. It will help you to appreciate what an open heaven is. Sets and implications. So let's turn our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and the verse number 15. And then verse 23. The Bible says that, but it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. It continues. Then from verse 16, the Bible begins to list certain things that will happen. And one of the things is that in verse 23, it says, Because you did not listen to the voice of the Lord your God, then, verse 23, thy heaven that is over thy head shall be as brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be as iron. So this is a scripture explaining what a closed heaven is. And it's simple. It says that if you decide that in your life, as a church, if we decide that we will not walk with God, we will not obey his voice, we will not follow his steps or what he decrees for us to do, certain things will happen. And one of them is that our heaven that is over our head will be like brass. And then what strangely follows is that what happens to your heaven will affect your earth. Your earth will also be like iron. So you can work hard, but you yourself, you realize that when you plant, it doesn't grow. Nothing happens. Everything begins to go some way. You will struggle before you get something small. And you now, you sit down and say that this one, I know that I have labored, but the returns that are coming out of the labor, you cannot compare. Why? Your heaven is as hard as brass, and your earth has been turned into iron. Why? Because you decided that you will not obey the voice of God. So, if we turn it then, if we want an open heaven, very simple. Decide that we as a church, you as an individual, you will decide that you will listen to the word of God, listen to the voice of God, and decide that you obey his voice. If you decide to do that, then instead of your heaven becoming like brass, God will open the heavens over your life. I pray that tonight we'll have the opportunity to pray and say that God, give us a heart that will cause us to obey your voice. Hallelujah. So I want us to look at Jesus as an example. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to verse 16, John the Baptist was baptizing people. And everybody was joining the queue to be baptized. So Jesus also followed and he joined the queue. You baptize A, B, and C. Then he got to Jesus and said, no, you are too high. In fact, even yesterday, I prophesied about you that you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of all the world. How can I, as a low person to you, baptize you? But Jesus makes a statement. He says that, suffer it to be so for now, so that it will help me fulfill all righteousness. I know that I am more anointed. I know that I am the one coming to save the whole world. God himself, I am God, but I've decided to come as a human being. But for today, for the sake of obedience, to fulfill all righteousness, I will go under you. And you instead baptize me. The Bible says that when he said that, John allowed it. And after that, the Bible says, lo and behold, the heavens were opened to him. Obedience will open the heavens, but disobedience will close the heavens. So if we are praying for an open heaven, then Jesus shows us and his own example that if we decide to be obedient, then God will open the heavens unto us. But if we are hard, we are disobedient to God, and we decide that we will not obey the laws of God, then the heavens over our head will be as brass. Tonight, we want to pray and say that God, give us a heart that will help us to be obedient to your word. Praise the Lord. Example number two. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. The Bible says that, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious or scarce in those days. And there was no open visions. The whole heavens were closed. In fact, a prophet could decide to sleep even for the whole year. You won't have any vision, no dream. Why? Because God has decided that I've closed it. You can do all you want, but he says that he has closed it. And the simple reason is that if you go back to chapter 2, there were three people in authority. One was the prophet Eli, the senior pastor. And he had two pastors who were ministering under him. But these people were doing things that this God did not like. So because of them being in authority, God decides that for what you are doing, I have closed the heavens. You can sleep. You can pray. In fact, even when you read the word of God, you will read it like a newspaper. Because no revelation will come. Because he says that the word of God was scarce. But the Torah was there. You could read and read and read. No revelation, because the one who controls the spirit inside the Torah had decided that for what you are doing, I have closed the heavens. What am I saying? Let's look at the activities of those pastors. So, 1 Samuel chapter 2, if you read from verse 12, it says that now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial, and they knew not the Lord, but they were pastors. The whole congregation in those days, God says that everybody, even if you have worship to do, bring it to Shiloh. That's the only place you can come and sacrifice. They will carry all their offerings to these two pastors. They will choose what they want. Because of what they were doing, the Bible says that even the whole congregation abhorred the offerings of the Lord. They had no respect to what God was doing because of the activities of these two pastors. And the senior one will, in a nice way, try to correct them. But he will not take sharp knives and correct the pastors. Because of that, the whole congregation decided that we will even abhor the works of God. So because of these things, God closed the heavens. And God makes a very important statement. He says that I have given you a lot of promises. What I would have done when you sacrifice unto me. But he says, be it far from me. For those who honor me, I will also honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. If we have bad leadership, if you don't pray for God to give us pastors after his own heart, because of the activities of the leaders, God can decide that you, the congregation, you are doing some things which are good. You are bringing sheep and all those kind of things. But because of your leaders, I have closed the heavens. So tonight, we want to pray. And we will use Malachi chapter 2 to pray for our pastors and for leaders, the elders, the deacons, that God give them a heart that seeks to do right in your temple. Because if we don't do that and they change their ways and decide that they will do things which are wrong because of what they are doing, God will close the heavens. And we can only have mercy drops upon us as a small group. But if you want the whole church to be blessed, then tonight you want to pray for your local. And pray for the leadership there that God give them the heart to do what is right. As you read the Bible, you realize that even because of what they were doing, even though God appointed these people or by lineage, he got pastors, he himself decided that he will kill them. It is a strange thing, but I pray that God will preserve our lives, but God will give us a good heart. Hallelujah. Point number 3. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Jesus told them, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Verse 14. The Bible says that, and this all continue with one accord, in prayer and in supplication. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And suddenly, as they were praying, as they continued to pray, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. God opened the windows of heaven and poured the Holy Spirit upon their lives. What do we learn? If we want an open heaven over our church, then we must be prepared to invest in prayer. We cannot just wish that God will open the heavens over us. We must decide and consciously decide that we will work hard and pray that God will bring it over our lives. When I joined the Apostolic Church, I was 16 years old. One of the things that was always happening was that Fridays, it was mandatory. We had Friday tarry meetings. When people were too busy, they would change the time and bring it to evening. Come and pray. And those who would serve in the church on Sunday, they were chosen from the Friday prayer session. No matter how good you were, no matter how talented you were, if you did not come for Friday service, you wouldn't do anything on Sunday. Even to pray over the offering, they won't call you because you did not come for Friday prayer service. What I want us to do is that Friday prayer services must be mandatory. We can have excuses that, you're busy. Then it means that you don't want the open heaven. But as long as we want the open heavens to be over our life, then we must decide that whether we are busy or not, we must find the time on the Friday and come and pray. No excuse. Everybody, from whoever to whoever, we must come and pray so that the heavens can be opened over our lives. Jesus told them that, wait. Go and wait. And when they were waiting, they were not just sitting. They continued to pray. Continuous prayer will open the heavens over the church. We cannot just wish. We must consciously decide and make an effort that every assembly on Friday, the whole apostolic church, everybody, we are praying. And we are praying that God should open the heavens over our lives. If we are able to consciously do that, then I'm sure that God will honor us by opening the heavens over our lives. I pray that God will give us that grace. I said, I pray that God will give us that grace. So tonight, wherever you are in your assembly, let me share something. Last year we came for camp meeting. And I always lead the prayer team. But on one particular day, they came earlier than I did. When I was coming to meet them, I see them always, but that day I saw them differently. So I told Adan that today, the people we pray every day, but today I'm seeing them in a different way. It was like some light was covering them. Then a voice spoke to me that when you go back, implement this in your local. As I prayed over it, that who and who should I call? The names I got were not comfortable names. Very strange guys, people who were very stubborn, hard people. God did not give me good people. But as I stayed through the Bible, then it came to my mind that Jephthah, the people that God built around Jephthah, the Bible says that they were vagabonds, but God was able to turn them into an army. We started small. Sometimes I have to wake up very early, go and pick these people, command all of them, send them to the church place, go and pray, then we'll close, go back home, bring the whole family. But as we did it small, one of them, very hard, he has his own theories. Even the day he wanted to marry, he said that he will bring a kambu. I don't know whether you have a kambu. No. We, those of us who are coming from the north, the taxi we use there, we call it kambu. The yellow thing. I don't know how they call it here. Okay. He said, that is the one that he will let his wife sit in. We said, no, we cannot allow this one in church. At least get somebody to give you a vehicle. You can see his theory. But as we kept praying and teaching and praying and teaching, this guy, one of the days, I saw him carry his wife's bag. It was a miracle for me. Because for that guy to carry his wife's bag from town, that, madam, this is your bag. It will never happen. This one, it is only done by God. Then I realized that the prayer we have been praying, it is working. And throughout the year, we have witnessed so many things that God has done through that prayer. I want to encourage you that prayer is difficult, but if you give yourself to it, the results, you cannot count them. Tonight, I want to pray for our church so that commit yourself, get yourself involved. Don't give yourself as for excuse. You can always have it, but be committed that God, one day when you are calling people and mentioning names and giving titles and giving crowns, I won't be part of the army of God. I pray that God will select you for that work. My last thing about opening heavens is about giving. When the president gave a duty that the whole church, we should study about tithes and offerings, I decided to take my, even though we even thought about tithes, but I took my time, opened the Bible, read, listened to so many people, and then I decided I will sit down and read more for myself. I came to a conclusion that for me, for what God showed me in Scripture, tithes is the minimum. So I have decided personally that I will not pay tithes again. 10%, no. I will go above. I won't give 10% again. Because what God showed me in Scripture, look at Abel. Look at the offering that he brought to God. So many sheep, and he selected the fat ones. There were many. He brought them to God. I don't think it was 10%, no. Anytime the sheep will give birth, the big one, he will select them. The first one, he will select them. This one will select them. And he combined all of them and brought it to God. Cain also did his own thing. But the Bible never says that there was a smoke or something. But it says that with time, Cain envied him. Why? I believe that it was the results of the blessing that God put on Abel. He saw that this one, something has happened to the guy. He was not just giving ordinary things. I believe that the 10% is minimum. God maybe wants us to go beyond the 10%. So before God can open the heavens over our lives, he said that, try me with this and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there would not be room enough to contain it. We have not gotten to that point where there was no room enough to receive the blessing of God. It is not too surprising that when the president was asked a question, he said that, oh, he believes that even elders cry in tears in here. Maybe it's true. Because otherwise, then the blessing over our life, the Bible says that we should not have room enough to receive the blessing. I want you to change your heart and say that, God, the earnings you give me, the investment I do and I get profit, I will not deny you your portion. But if you are able to do that, the Bible says that he will open the windows of heaven. I pray for us that God will change our mind, that we'll be willing to give unto God, knowing that he says, I will pour you out a blessing that there will be no room enough to receive it. The Bible says in Haggai that ye have sown much, but you have brought in little. You eat, you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe, but there is no warmth. And he that earneth wages, that one day I don't like it. That you will work hard, earn wages, you put in the bag, everything is lost. May God take that one away from our lives. So tonight I want to use these 4 points and pray. Number one, we want to pray for an obedient heart. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 talks about the 7 spirits of God. One of them is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And we want to pray and say that God, pour this spirit that causes men to fear you, pour it over the whole church. You want to pray for your local and say that God, pour that spirit upon my local. Because that was what was on the life of Joseph. Even when he was in a foreign land where God was not worshipped, he told the woman that, Master, I cannot do this great sin against God. Meanwhile, the woman she is talking to does not know about that God. He had a spirit upon his life that caused him to revere God. No wonder, even in prison, God will promote him. That is an open heaven over his life. I want us to be on our feet. We want to pray.